Hi, it's Zach. It's the Best Advice Show, where every episode I invite on a different guest to offer me one piece of advice. My guest today is Dr. Erica Bochnick.
I'm a family therapist. I'm a professor at Wayne State, adjunct faculty at Michigan Medicine, and the founder of a new organization called Convo.
And Dr. Bochnick has some advice for us about cultivating wonder.
Yeah, you want to talk about wonder?
Yeah.
Yeah. So wonder is a mental state, just like feelings are. We've gotten a little bit better in our culture, I think, about talking about feelings, knowing that we're supposed to name feelings. But feelings are like 1/6 of the broad group of what are internal mental states. And wonder is a cognition. It's an internal state. And wonder is a powerful antidote to anxiety and a huge support for mental health and wellness.
Yeah. So how do I wonder more?
So I'll tell you a couple of things. One is, as a parent, I am really thoughtful about being curious and wondering when we face challenges at home. I say things like, I wonder how we could resolve this. I wonder what you're feeling. I wonder what tomorrow will bring. I wonder what this will look like next week. And I really encourage people in general in their life, when they feel like they're up against something that's either unknown, which can be scary, or hard because the solutions don't feel like they're right there at our fingertips, to use that language out loud, do it with other people, encourage people to wonder together. It's a wonderful way to connect and build relationships, which are themselves the very basis for mental wellness.
A wonderful way. So how do we do it together? What does that sound like?
So I think it sounds like one person starting and saying, so I do it in problem-focused ways, as I described, but I also like to be mindful of doing it in the everyday moments. I wonder who planted this garden that we're walking by. I wonder why trees are green. Sometimes there are answers to these things, and the person next to you can say, oh, I know something about that. I've wondered about it before, and I've learned something. This is the way humans have interacted for all of history, that we learn from each other in relationships, in moments, in experience. We trust each other to share wisdom. My husband seems to know a little bit about almost everything. So it's really fun for me to sort of say, I wonder why there's this kind of fish in Michigan, but there's that kind of fish on the other side of the country. Like, what creates that? And then he tells me, and then I might wonder about something next. And now what's happening between us is not just that we're getting our brains popping, but we are deepening our intimacy together in the conversation.
All by just talking about fish.
Yes. Intimacy happens in everyday small moments. It's not big acts. It's not flowers at the end of the week. It's not date nights. It's turning towards each other and engaging in awe and wonder and love.
Yeah. Do you think when we're starting to use the word wonder more, we're replacing a different word with it?
Well, maybe in the sense that because there are multiple mental states happening simultaneously, you could be having a range of feelings about the experience. I'm afraid, I'm worried, I'm sad, I believe. So maybe you were replacing it. But I like to think of it as an invitation both to the other person to collaborate. And I like to think of it as an invitation to myself to be flexible, to open up my heart and mind.
Do you think your parents were good at imbuing your world with wonder?
I think so. I can't think of things to share that feel direct, but my mother was an elementary school teacher and very creative. My father is bright and sensitive and certainly is someone who thinks, I think, in kind of metacognitive ways. I think he does wonder about other people and would talk about that. So I think there's a way that that's infused.
Yeah.
I also think as a Jewish person, our community is very good at wonder, at awe. There are Jewish philosophers like Martin Buber that talk about these concepts, I think, in more sophisticated ways than I ever could, as being very inherently Jewish, that we can't know the meaning of life, but it is spiritual and whole to wonder about the meaning of life, and it brings us closer to each other and to God.
I wonder what I could do to make you feel safe and excited to call the Advice Show hotline and give me your advice. If you're ready to do that, you know I would love to hear it at 844-935-BEST. You can also email me your advice at zak@bestadvice.show. I also wonder what it would take for Best Advice Show superfans to support this show financially at $5, $10, or $20 a month. Remember, if you don't have the money, please do not try to support me financially. It's totally fine. Continue listening for free. But if you find that you have the extra cash and that you love this show, that you use it in your day-to-day, I would love it if you would support me at patreon.com/bestadviceshow. That's patreon.com/bestadviceshow. Thank you for supporting independent media. You should follow Dr. Erica Bochnik on Instagram at Dr. Erica Convo. That's DrErikaConvo, Dr. Erica Convo. She is a fount of wonder and wisdom.